A common complaint I hear from mothers who stay at home is that they are just too tired. And children are absolutely fatiguing. I know they're demanding, and when they're young, you literally save their lives every few minutes to keep them from killing themselves, jumping off of something or eating something that doesn't belong in their mouth. And it is physically and emotionally draining. But frequently I see women who don't have to be as tired as they are because they're dragging a metabolic anchor. Either their thyroid's too low and they haven't been treated, their testosterone has dropped. There are many other hormones other than estrogen, and frequently I see women who have dropped hormonal levels who are not yet menopausal, but they're still having regular menstrual periods, and they've gone to their gynecologist. They've been told that everything's fine. They're just overweight because they're overeating, and they're not making time for exercise. But really, they are dragging a metabolic anchor. Instead of feeling better after exercise the next day, they feel more fatigued because they have a thyroid that hasn't been treated. Many physicians still use outdated tests that weren't available 15 years ago, or they have a woman who's just barely, literally one picogram into the normal range. And instead of treating them and bringing them up to high normal, they leave them just barely normal and dragging this metabolic anchor. So if you have trouble with fatigue, and that's part of the reason that you're not walking, either see me or another physician who's well-versed in endocrinology to do some testing to make sure that everything is as it should be. At least 1 out of 10 women will at some point develop a low thyroid. All women, if they live long enough, eventually become menopausal. But before they drop their estrogen levels, they will drop their testosterone levels and become tired, decreased libido, their sex drive goes down, they can't concentrate, they gain weight. And then they beat themselves up for not having willpower and put it off on just being fatigued because of children. So if that suits you, if that's something that applies to you and it sounds like something you're dealing with, go to my website and read what I have there about women's hormones. You can go to yourfemalebody.com or my last name, runels.com, yourfemalebody.com, and read about ladies' hormones and the different strategies I use, and either take that information to your physician. I have real scientific medical articles posted there, not just my opinion, where you can print it off, take it to your physician, or come see me or call me, email me, and let me see what I can do to help you.